The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Martin Higginson, CEO of Emotion IMMO. Is ticker Martin. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, good morning, Justin. Good to be on.
Yeah, and a very decent H1 2022 trading update. It looks like it's going well for you at the moment. We'll dig into the figures. Before we do, Martin, for people not familiar with Emotion, just give them a brief overview of what the company is about, please.
Yeah, Emotion is a UK-based sort of entertainment business focusing really on virtual reality. We deliver virtual reality solutions into aquariums and zoos and leisure facilities. We provide all the capex, all the know-how, all the filming, and then we share the revenue with those partners. So from a partner perspective, they get amazing content, something they couldn't buy themselves. From our point of view, the more we do, the more we're able to sweat those assets and sweat that creation of that content across many locations. And now we're just starting to see the fruition of our labours.
Yeah, well, looking at the results here, revenue almost doubled that of 2021 for the first 6 months, and July breaking all revenue records. So you must be pretty pleased with the progress you've made so far.
Yeah, look, I think we're in good shape. Obviously, you know, we're adding sort of nearly, you know, £2 million of revenue compared to last year. July, very, very good, £1.3 million. You know, we expect the summer months to be good, but July's really sort of started to underpin, and August is has started to trade very well as well. So all in all, you know, we're in good shape at the moment.
Yeah, and explain what's sort of driving this then, this record revenue.
Yeah, look, I mean, we've been working hard over the sort of winter months, you know, one, to get locations really sort of that we had installs up to speed, performing better. We've got new installs that we've put in recently. So all of those are performing well and in line with our expectations. So it's really about doing more of the same. And, you know, Emotion always was a tipping point business. So the more locations we can sign up, the more revenue we'll do. And, you know, we're just starting to see that. And obviously, as we get, you know, further down the line, we get better at what we do. We can spot, you know, good partners. We've had a big focus on the US, where they've got lots and lots of footfall. So all in all, I think the sort of engine is firing on all cylinders at the moment, and we just need to keep doing what we're doing and doing more of it.
Yeah, just been looking on your site that the new zoo offering, Gorilla Trek, is looking very good. How's that performing?
Yeah, look, it's good, and it's performing exactly as we expected. We put a big installation into Milwaukee Zoo, and that really was about sort of finding out what happens when we put a destination location into a zoo. And alongside that, we've then got the new offering at Chester, which is much more of a sort of smaller installation and a pop-up. So we've got two offerings, one at the very large end, where we've got a lot of capex. We put a lot of pre-show activities in there, and it really is a destination location for that zoo. And then at the other end of the spectrum, we've got smaller, between 8 and 12 seat units that are like little sort of pop-ups where people can just walk up. No pre-show, just walk-ups. So we're seeing both of those performing in line with what we expected. What we're doing is now gathering that data, and then we're looking at talking to new partners about rolling those out. And I know people expect us to sort of be signing zoos up, you know, every single other week. What we've got to do is gather the data, make sure that the data is performing exactly as we want it to, and then start rolling them out. We've got plenty of zoos in the pipeline, but what we've got to make sure is that we roll out the right product to the right zoo.
Yeah, okay. So H1 record revenues, and looking forward, you know, what's the pipeline looking like?
Yeah, we've got a very, very solid pipeline. We've got a number of discussions. You know, as I said before, I know people want us to move much faster, but what we've got to do is we've got to move in line with, one, what we know works, two, our own balance sheet. We want to make sure that we're funding these. The summer months was always going to be the period when we got maximum sort of cash generation, and that would really then allow us to do a lot more installs in quarter three. There's no point installing, you know, sites in the summer months, because one, it's when they're busiest, so they actually don't want us on site. And two, you're then installing ready for the winter period. So there is little point. So what we need to do is be installing quarter three, quarter four, quarter one, really focusing on quarter four and quarter one, ready for that busy summer period in 2023 and every year thereafter.
Yeah, and you mentioned the balance sheet there. You know, given this strong pipeline, are you able to finance this from resources?
Yeah, look, you know, the summer was always going to be good for us. You know our model, we put the stuff in at our cost. We then split the revenue with them 50-50. So you can see, you know, when we generate 1.3 million of revenue in a single month, then you can, you know, work out that we've got very, very good cash generation in those months. We're already sat on a number of machines that are ready to deploy. So we've got theming to do and all the rest of it, but we're in good shape. We've got the cash to do the installs that we plan. We're already, you know, forecasting that we will be ahead of the number that was in the analyst report. So we can see sort of north of 500 this year. And it's really about now planning for 2023 and beyond.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that, like I said, 500 headsets on the cards and ahead of analysts' expectations. And they forecast, what, 484. So yeah, it lines you up well for next year, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we are in good shape. We've now got to focus on next year. We've got to focus on getting the right products. You know, I want to see in the zoos, we want to sort of see something that is, you know, simpler at the sort of smaller end that we can roll out as a sort of cookie cutter model. Obviously, we've still got the big installs, the destination locations, but, you know, the size of those and the planning that goes into those, we will obviously do fewer of the big installations just because they cost us so much and they take so much planning. And then we've got the smaller installations where we can roll those out at speed. For us, it's about getting maximum revenue per headset across as many sites as possible. Therefore, we de-risk the portfolio and increase revenues.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, Mark, if you could, for people you know, not following the story but liking the sound of how it's going, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page in Vox and add emotion to their watch list, please.
Well, I think, first of all, we're in an exciting area. We're developing products for zoos and aquariums that really help them become a next generation zoo or aquarium. So we're delivering immersive solutions that sit alongside live animals. Two, we're at the cutting edge of technology. What we're doing in terms of immersive tech and virtual reality is really at the cutting edge. And I think three, we're now reaching a point where we've gone into that, past that tipping point. So every new site that we add just flows straight to the bottom line and therefore more profitable.
Excellent stuff. Martin, good to chat to you, and say going very well. So hopefully we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Look forward to it.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.